Mrs. Jones lived with her 10-year-old son, Peter. Peter was not a particularly lucky child. He was always having accidents. Last summer, he fell off a swing in the park and bumped his head so hard on a rock that he had to be rushed to hospital for medical treatment. He fell down the stairs about once a week and had twisted his ankle more times than his mother could remember. He had a bad habit of going through cupboards and drawers and picking up bottles and drinking the contents. This meant he often got poisoned and had to spend the night in hospital while the doctors emptied the contents of his stomach. Peter was always tripping over things. Last week he tripped over his pet hamster and cut his head very badly. Probably the worst thing that had happened to Peter was when he was stung by a scorpion. Now, this was particularly unlucky because there are no scorpions living wild in Bristol in England, where Peter lived. The scorpion, Peter found under a rock, had escaped from the local zoo. While the ambulance was rushing Peter to hospital through the streets of Bristol, it crashed with an e-scooter and several pedestrians and pedelecs. So there were several victims. Fortunately, none of them fatal. Today was just another day for Mrs. Jones and her son. Mrs. Jones was making the breakfast while Peter was putting his school things into his school bag. Suddenly, Mrs. Jones was interrupted from frying the eggs and bacon when she heard a terrible cry from her son, Peter. She turned round quickly and saw Peter holding his throat.
"What's the matter, Peter?"
shouted his mother anxiously.
I've swallowed a pencil," said Peter with a lot of difficulty.
"Oh my goodness,"
shouted Mrs. Jones, and she rushed to the phone to call her local doctor.
"Doctor, doctor,"
said Mrs. Jones with panic in her voice.
"My son has swallowed a pencil. Please come quickly."
"Don't worry, Mrs. Jones," said the doctor. "I'll be there straight away."
"Oh, please come quickly,"
she said with tears in her eyes.
"It's an emergency."
Of course," said the doctor. "Oh, and Mrs. Jones."
"What?"
she said.
"If you need to write something down," said the doctor, "use a pen."
That's all from me for today. Until next time, goodbye.